Chico and Rita is an animated film that opens on an old man who shines shoes, flinging open the shutter of his stale little apartment overlooking the Havana docks. He hears an old song on the radio and begins to move his smudged fingers over the windowsill as if playing along.
Tanto tiempo disfrutamos de este amor. Nuestras almas se acercaron tanto así.
It's his song, in all ways, and the song of his life and loves lost and the way history can shake all of us. Chico and Rita is nominated for this year's Oscar for Best Animated Feature. Film's co-director is Fernando Trueba, whose film, Belle Epoque, won the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film in 1993. Fernando Trueba joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks.
Chico is the hottest piano player in the hot music scene of Havana, 1948, and Rita is the sultriest singer. Is this anyone's real story?
No, it's not real, but in my life I became friends with many, many Cuban people, and most of them musicians. And I know their story, their lives, so many anecdotes, that Chico, in some ways, has grown from many, many of them.
What can animation do that sometimes conventional film technique can't?
Animation has some quality that classic old movies had. They had a more concise, more synthetical way of storytelling. Today, movies, they are violently realistic. Most of the time, modern directors are obsessed with making fiction who looks like documentary. Sometimes it's very well done, but I think it's kind of a waste of time because fiction must be something else. But I think most of people are afraid of telling stories, and they are afraid of the audience not buying them, not believing them.
You know that old phrase from a famous tune, right time in the wrong place? Seems to be Chico and Rita's story, in a sense. They open in Havana when the music is flowering, and so is their love. But, then they move on to New York, and things don't quite work out, and they keep losing hold of each other.
Yeah. My partner, Mariscal, who is the artist in the movie, the man who designed everything, Mariscal told me when we were really starting, I would like this movie to be like Bolero.
Bésame, bésame mucho.
Bolero is a Latin love song, no? A kind of a ballad. And boleros...
Oh, people know bolero here. Yeah,
and boleros are always very tragic, no? It's always losing your love and then getting together again and losing it again. So we try to give the movie this song structure of the bolero, no? And to use all these, the conventions, the sentimental, tragic, etc. of the bolero to the movie, no? So that's why Chico and Rita are always losing each other and this kind of thing.
Quiero tenerte muy cerca, mirarme en tus ojos, verte junto a mí.
I don't want to give away the ending, but let's just say it would be nice to see this film around Valentine's Day. It takes a while for them to work this out, though, doesn't it? I mean, like almost 50 years a while.
Yeah, it's a bit exaggerated, but I think that is part of the bolero style, no? Bolero is always exaggerating the feelings, no?
Yeah.
Sadness, the happiness, everything, making it bigger than life.
Well, Mr. Trueba, good luck to you.
Thank you. Good luck to you, too.
Well, I'm not nominated for an Oscar. I kind of...
Well,
I'll check the list.
Good luck is very good in life for everyone.
You're absolutely right. Well, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Fernando Trueba is the co-director of Chico and Rita. It's nominated for Best Animated Feature at this year's Academy Awards. Chico and Rita is also a new CD and a graphic novel. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.